Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Nun Tes. Psachim Nun Tes, as we continue the fifth parak Psachim, which was started in the last yesterday's daf, beginning of Tamid Nishchat. We spoke about exactly when the Karban Tumid is brought every day of the year. When is it brought on a weekday? When is it brought on Shabbos? When is it brought on Erev Pesach? When Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday? When Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos? All the different days that we had. Let's just start again with Tanu Rabbanan, about eight lines up for the bottom on Nun Ches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin, so part of the procedure of figuring out exactly the Tumid, Pesach, and other avodos that were done was, we quoted the Asei da Hashlama, as it's called. The Asei, that Karban Tumid has to be the first and last Karban every day, except for the Karban Pesach. So Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shlo Yehi Davar Kodem L'Tamid Shal Shachar, how do I know that the Tamid Shal Shachar is always the first thing? Tamid Omar, Va'arach Aleha Ha'ola. You shall bring on it Ha'ola. My Talmuda, Amarava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona, with Hey Idea, the Ola. This Ola is the first thing brought in the base of Megdash every day. Ominayin Shein Davar Karv Achar Tamid Shabein Arabayim, Shnamar Vihiktir Aleha, Chelve Hashlamim. You shall be burned on it, the Shlamim. My Talmuda, what does that mean? Amarabaya, Aleha Shlamim, Velo Al Chaver Tashlamim. On it, on the Tamid Shal Shachar, after the Tamid Shal Shachar, you bring the Shlamim, meaning other Karbanos, and not on its friend, and not on the Tamid Shal Bein HaArbayim. That's the drasha. Maskav LaRava Ema Shlamim Hudulo Nakriv HaOlos Nakriv. What, if we're Medayik, only Shlamim has to be after the Karban Ola of the morning, but other Olos could be afterwards, after the Karban Tamid Shal Bein HaArbayim? Ela Amarava Hashlamim Aleha Hashlam Kol Karbanos Kulam. No, Hashlamim, on it, on these Karbanos, you should be Mashlam, all other Karbanos in between, and these two poles are on the outside. 2 points. Number one, remember we discussed in the past, a few times in this Masechta, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of the Karbanos Tamid, how many mitzvos those are counted as. The Ramban counts it as two separate mitzvos. Karban Tamid is two separate mitzvos. The Ramban counts the Ketores, brought half in the morning, half at night, as two separate mitzvos. The Ramban counts Kriyashma as two separate mitzvos. Kriyashma shel Yom and Kriyashma shel Shacharis. And after all, that seems to be the Pshuto shel HaDvarim. Right? After all, the Kriyashma of the day, you can't do at night, and vice versa. So there should be two separate mitzvos. The Rambam, though, only counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah of Ketores, one mitzvah of Karban Tamid, one mitzvah of Kriyashma. And the Achronim are bothered. How could that be? One mitzvah of Kriyashma, but there's two different actions. You can't do them at the same time. So he explains from Rav Soloveitchik at the time. Rav Shechter had this, if you remember, in Eretz Tzvi. Rav Soloveitchik writes that sometimes you have the idea of a mechayiv of a mitzvah, even though you cannot actually fulfill the mitzvah yet. And it could be that every day, the Mechayiv of Kriyashma, both Mechayivim start in the morning, at the same time. But, or at night, depending on which one comes first. But the Lamaisa Befoal time period, when you can do the mitzvah, is later. Like you have, in Halacha, we mentioned then, the concept of a lula, the concept of a shofar. The Chefsa might start to exist when Yontif starts, even though you can't blow it until the next day. The Gemara Rashi in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel says that the concept of dichoy, the concept of determining whether a lulav or a hadas is kosher or not, is when yontif starts. What do you mean you can't shake a lulav till the next day? You're right, but it doesn't matter. Yontif might determine, the beginning of Yontif might determine the idea of the chefsa shal mitzvah. So the idea of a kriyashma, the chefsa of the mitzvah of kriyashma of the day, they might start at the same time, even though the befoal, it might only be able to be fulfilled later in the day. And his raya to this was the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, when Am Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, Be'ed Hashem, we'll have three mitzvahs to do. Three mitzvahs, to be Ma'amid a Melech, to destroy a Malek, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you only have one mitzvah to do, not three mitzvahs to do. You only have a mitzvah, be Ma'amid a Melech. And after you do that, then you destroy a Malek. And after you do that, you build a Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean there are three Shlosha mitzvahs between the Tzas and Laaretz? Only one. The answer is again, no. All three, on a conceptual Mechayev level, could start right away, even though you could only fulfill them as one gets later. Either way, this has to do with the Karbanos Tamid. It also might relate to the discussion of the Poskim, whether Kriyashma is a Zman Grama or not. Magen Avraham points out, Is Kriyas Shema Zman Grama nafkamina for women or not? After all, there's no time of day that there's a patur from Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema by day and Kriyas Shema by night. So 24-7, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So is that called a Zman Grama? Because still, the daytime can't be done at night, and the nighttime can't be done by day. So a mitzvah that is constant, 24-7, but there are different parts to it that can't be done at the other time, is that called a Zman Grama? That's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh that might connect or might not connect to this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs it is considered. Number one. The other point to mention, the poskim discuss what happens if somebody comes late to shul on Shabbos and they are up to Shmona Esrei, or they're getting there when it's time for the Tzibur's Davening Musaf. Is there any problem with Davening Musaf before Shachris? If Shachris is connected to Mishal Shachar, so maybe Aleh HaShleim. You're not allowed to daven musaf before Shachris. So the poskim say you don't take it that seriously. It could be that, especially it comes up by women. Let's say a woman is davening musaf before she daven Shachris. But you might not take the equation so tightly. Okay, either way, second to last line now. Tanur Rabbanan. Tamid kodem lepesach. The Tamid comes before the Karban Pesach. As we know, the Pesach is the one Karban that is done after the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. Pesach kodem atzeres, but the Karban Pesach is brought before the Haktara of the Ketores in the afternoon. Ketores kodemus laneiros, and the Ketores is done before the Neiros, before the Halakas and Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The night one, right? Many Rishonim, Rashi says about Tosave, that we only light the menorah at night. We only. The Rambam sheet is, you light it in the morning too. The Rambam says that the candle, the menorah, is not for giving light. After all, it's to show Hashras HaShechina. So there's no reason not to do it by day also. That is the Rambam sheet up. Machlokes, daytime or nighttime. But now the Gemara says why. The Brisa says why is it in this order? Tamid Pesach Taras Neiros. Says the Gemara, Yeuchar Davar Shene'emar Bo Ba'erev Ubein Harabayim L'davar Shalono Mar Bo Ba'erev El Abein Harabayim Balvad. We make later the item, the mitzvah, that has in Ba'erev and Bein Harabayim, which is a double lashon of evening, to the item that only says Ba'erev, where it only says Bein Harabayim. I'm sorry. And that is why the Pesach, where it says Ba'erev and Bein Harabayim, both of those lashonos, that shows us even later than the Karbet Tamid, where it just says Ba'erev. Right? Only says Bein Harabayim. And that's why you do the Pesach after the Karbet Tamid. Ihachi says the Gemara, Ketores v'Neiros Nami Niktimu l'Pesach. So Ketores and Neiros, those avodos, should also be done before the Karbet Pesach. Yuchar davar shenomar bo ba'erev u'bein harabayim, l'davar shelo nomar bar elo bein harabayim bavad. By the Ketores and the Neiros, it also only says alashon bein harabayim. So the Karbet Pesach should be done after those avodos. Says the Gemara, no. Shaini hasam to be a rachmana oso. No, there's a word, mi'e rachman oso, that he excludes, the pasuk excludes these avodos. Titania may erev ad va'ad boker, from evening until morning, and it says that by the neiros, tein la kem midasa shete dolekas me'erev ad boker. You have to put, either that pasuk is teaching me, you have to put enough oil to last the entire night, even in the shorter night times of the summer, you have to put in enough that would last even in the winter long nights, or davar acher, ein lecha avoda shekshera me'erev ad boker elazu bavad. This is the only avoda that's kasher me'erev ad boker. Meaning there's no other avoda that could be done while the candles are lit. My taima, why? Amar kra ya'aroch oso aharon, there's the oso. He should set it up. Aaron uvanav me'erev ad boker. Oso me'erev ad boker ve'ein davar acher me'erev ad boker. And nothing else. And that's why the Karban Tamid, the Pesach has to be done before the Avakas Neiros. The Iskish, Ketores LeNeiros, and Ketores is compared to Neiros. Ketores and Neiros always go together, and the Torah Shebichsav, they're put together. So that's why there's a special limud that the Karban Pesach cannot be after. No avoda could be after the Halakas HaNeiros, except maybe Hector Chalam Vevarim for parts of the animal that are already up on the Mizbeach. But besides that, we compare Ketores to Neiros. Those two are done the last things in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pesach is done before that, though the Pesach is done after the Karban Tamid. Good. Period. Stop there for a minute. If you look in the Tosfos, the Tosfos says, what do you need a special limud for? You have a limud to teach me that the Tamid goes before Pesach? What about the regular din of Tadir? Tadir v'sheino tadir. Tadir kodem. So that's why you have a choice when to do Tamid versus Pesach. Tamid is every day. Pesach is once a year. So why do we need a limud to teach me? You have these two karbanos that have to be in the late afternoon. I should know from the principle of tadir. Afagav the tamid tadir itzrich lemichtav. You still need this drasha. You still need a different reason why the tamid goes before the Pesach. Why? Tahava amina sha Pesach yaktim mishim aleha hashleim. No, the point is we have a special din to oraisa of aleha hashleim that the tamid is first and last. So that might have override that principle. Could be doche the principle of tadir. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that. So this principle, this special drasha of yuchar davar is megale. Either it's a separate drasha or it's megale that you would say tadir even in this case. That is Tosfos. The Menachas Chinuch does not like Tosfos's answer here. The Menachas Chinuch in mitzvah hey, in the mitzvah of shchitas haPesach, he says, I've had this question for years. V'ze yomim rabim b'tshuvas she'ela hikshesi l'shol. The following question. He asked Tosfos' question. Lama likra de Pesach mu'uchar l'tamid, tebek le'de tamid tadir. The tamid goes first. 1 second. And Tosfos answers, oh, the asay de hashlama. The asay de hashlama, and therefore, you have to look ahead. If you bring the Karban Pesach, if you bring the tamid first, so then, you still have the Pesach left. So you know what? Better do the Pesach first. That would have been the havamina. And that's why you need a special drasha. Asks the Menachas Chinuch. We know the sugya that we've discussed a number of times in Masechah Shabbos and Erevin. I don't think we've discussed it in Pesachim. And that is the discussion of the Baal Amor and the Ramban in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph and Amud Beis and the Daf Yarif, the sugya of Ishtapech Chamimei. Remember the case? Right, in those days, medical science said that one has to wash the baby with warm water after the Bris Milah. That was the din, and that's why when a bris milah was done on Shabbos, what they do, they warmed up warm water before Shabbos, so they would have water to wash the baby after the bris milah. What happens, the Rishonim discuss, if ishtapech chamimei, if you filled up the water and then it got spilled out before you do the bris. So now what do? You have two choices. A, do the bris, and then after the bris, it's going to be a cholash yishpo sakana, so you warm up the water in order to wash the baby. Or do we say no? I know bris milah is docha Shabbos, but other Yisurim are not. And therefore, because I know that I'm going to have to warm up the water afterwards, better not to put myself or the baby into that situation, meaning have a long-term view of mitzvos and take the big picture and don't do the milah. Says the Baal Amor, we push off the milah. Unbelievable. Ishtapech chamimei, you push it off. It would have been best if you had the hot water, but you push off the milah. And the Ramban says, his lashon, ein lemitzvah ela makomo v'shaito. No, a mitzvah, you look at the here and the now. Right now you have a mitzvah bris milah in front of you, do the mitzvah. After you do the mitzvah, there's going to be a tzorech to warm up water. Okay, there'll be a tzorech to warm up water. And you'll have that heter. That's a machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban there. And it comes up in many different sugyas. It comes up in terms of shechting on yantif, and then you'll have to dig for kisi hadam, and we discussed it, we related it to the stechemetz, fascinating discussion. If somebody can only fast one day a month, medically, do they fast on Som Gedalia, which comes up first, right, in a couple of weeks? Or do we say no? Som Gedalia is Durabanan. They should fast on Yom Kippur. Because if they know they fast on Som Gedalia, they won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So again, do you look at what's in front of you, or do you look at the larger picture? Ramosha Feinstein in Chelek Aleph discusses this Baal Amor Ramban, whether it applies. He was asked a question by Rav Huttner in Chelek Aleph. If somebody is going into a hospital and he's going to be quarantined, and everything that he brings into the hospital with him is going to be burned, do we say that he's allowed to bring in his tefillin or not? If he knows, he's going to wear tefillin for a week, and then they're going to have to burn the tefillin. Or do you say, no, it's better not to? So the Ramosha says, in either case, he doesn't think they're bringing the tefillin there. Because maybe gram mechika of Shem Hashem is also asur. But either way, these are all different nafkaminas for that sugya that we discussed many times. But says the Menachas Chinuch, I don't understand Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Why do you need this limud? Don't you just say tadir? Tosfos says, no. You might not have said tadir because you have the asei al hashlama. And therefore, you would say, I can't bring the carbon tamid yet because if I bring the carbon tamid, then there's going to be a problem afterwards. Says the Menachas Chinuch, so what, that there's going to be a problem afterwards? According to the Ramban, according to many of these Mefarshim, do the mitzvah that you have now. You have a principle of tadir, so do tamid first. After you bring the tamid, ayveh, the asei al hashlama. Don't worry about it. You have to bring the Karan Pesach now. You're allowed to bring the Karan Pesach now. So that's why he leaves Tosfos B'Sarachin. Why is it? Im kein afil lo kasva Torah to tamid yuktam lepesach gam kin yadanu zeh kivan dehigi azman omedes lefaneinu mitzvas tadir. Since we have the principle v'tzrichen anachnu lekayim zeh, and we have to be mekayim the mitzvah of tadir, the principle v'ei mishum da al yedei zeh yidche achar kach b'shatz asiyas pesach asei dashlama. And even though if you do tadir now, in 10 minutes from now you're going to have to violate the asei of hashlama. So what? Just like you're going to have to violate chilul Shabbos. Zeino ha'achar kach asei, as the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines, that you bring the Karan Pesach. It doesn't matter. And I say she ishbo kari says docha the asei of hashlama. Im kein ein le mitzvah el shaita v'achar kach memela asei she ishbo kari says docha asei hashlama. And therefore, I don't understand why the Tosfos says what he says. V'hi kushya nechona. I think this is a very strong question, and I'll wait for somebody to give me an answer. V'tireshi kushya nechona pe'ezus Hashem yisparach. Okay, and then he gives a different answer to Tosfos's question. In the next paragraph, does he say the lulei the kasva Torah the pesach muchar biyadina daktamik muktam ava below atamid zman a pesach matzlo b'shave? He gives a different answer to Tosfos's question, but either way, that is an important discussion of the Minchas Chenuch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara V'tanya, about 12th line or so, V'tanya ki kushin. We have a brisa that paskins like the problem that we had. Right? What was the problem that we had? We just said, well, if Pesach has the lashon of Be'erv Ein Ben Harabayim, then that should be even after the Ktoris and the Neirus. So let's see, V'tanya, we have a brisa that says that. Ki kushin. As follows. Tamid kodem l'Ktoris. Ktoris kodem is l'Neirus. Neirus kodem is l'Pesach. Right, so that day is like what we said. It's not like what we said, right? Because there you have the Neiros and the Ktoris before Pesach. Yeuchar davar shnemar bo ba'erav v'einu arbayim. L'davar shalonomar bo elav v'einu arbayim bil vad. So you see, it paskins that way. So though it was a question earlier in the Gemara, it is a maskana. It is a shita here in this brisa. Says the Gemara of Haksiv Oso. So what does this second brisa do with Oso, which excluded earlier and said you can't have anything after the menorah? Hi Oso mi boile lim ute avoda shebifnim. That Oso is not excluding avodos bachus like the Pesach. It's excluding avodos bifnim parallel to it. Umay niuk toris. It's just emphasizing that the Ktoris can't be after the Neiros. The Ktoris has to be before the Neiros. Salkadai dechamina, I might have thought, ho'el v'ksiv, uvehe alos aharon es ha-Neiros. Bein harabayim yaktirena. The Pasuk says, when Aaron goes up to light the Neiros, yaktirena, when Aaron goes up, he should be mocked to the Ktoris. So which is first? Ema, I might have understood this pasuk as nadlik neiros bereisha v'hader naktir ktores. I might have understood that by saying when he goes to do the neiros, then he does the ktores. Mie drachmana oso. So it's excluded. No, the neiros come first. Ela bena by yaktiren alam. Elisa, how do you understand that lashon of when the neiros are lit yaktiren? No, this is what it means. Hachi kama rachmana beidan demadlekas neiros tehe miktira ktores. When he goes to light the candles, the Ktoris is already lit. Is already tehe miktara Ktoris. Kfar, Rashi says, kfar tehe mikuteres. It is already lit. And that is what we paskin. The Rambam paskin is like this, Brisa. If you look in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, what's the order? Halacha Lamaisa. We're going to have to know Karban Pesach cold after we do these four prakim. So what's the order on Erev Pesach? Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash this year, Erev Pesach. All the Kahanim out there, or even the Yisraelim. What's the halacha? So the Rambam says, Ein shochtin es ha-Pesach ela ba-azara, kishar kachim. First of all shchites ha-Pesach are done in the Azara. Right, jam-packed in the Azara. Millions of people. Thousands, millions, but not the whole family doesn't have to go. They have one person, brings the carbon. Everybody else stays in their hotel, stays in their apartment. Even at the time where there's a heter bamos, you're not allowed to bring the Karan Pesach shechted anywhere. It's got to be by the bamos sibur, the chulu. And then the Rambam says shchitas haPesach acher chatzos, after chatzos. V'im shechtu kodem chatzos pasul. If you shechted in the morning, it's pasul. V'in shechtu noso ela me'achar tamid shalbein harabayim. And the Karan Pesach is after the tamid. So far, so good. That everybody holds tamid then Pesach. Achar shemaktirin ktores shalbein harabayim, the achar shemetivin asaneros, maschilon lishchores apsachim atzof hayom. So the Rama paskins that the Karban Pesach, like this Brisa, the Karban Pesach is done after the Ketores and the Neiros. It's the last thing done. If you shechted it after Chatzos before the Tamid, it's still kosher. And it should just be maris the dam, making sure the blood does not congeal until you finish the avoda, until you finish the avoda later. But that is the Rama paskins like this Brisa. Remember, every day there are those that have the minhag of saying Abaya, and Abaya Havi Misader, the order of what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, right, in the Karbanas. Abaya Havi Misader, Seder HaMaharach HaMishvet the Gemara, V'aliba Da B'Shol, it's a Brisa, and he quotes what we've done in the morning, but let's skip down to the afternoon. So what's done every afternoon? V'dam HaTamid Kodem HaTavish De Neirus, V'atavish De Neirus Kodem Es L'Ketores, V'Ketores Kodem Es L'Ivarim, V'Avarim L'Mincha L'Mincha L'Chavita, L'Chavita L'Mesachin, V'Chulu, and then, right, it has the, you split up, you have the five Neirus and the two Neirus, and you have the Neirus is done before the Ketores, and the Ketores is done before the Ivarim, and at the end, you finish up the Neirus. Abaya Havim Mesader, those who have the Minog of saying that. Ravadi has a tshuva, we mentioned this years ago, that some have the minhag of switching the order of that. They used to say, Misader Hava Abaya. What's the order? What's the difference between saying Abaya Hava Misader, which is our girsa, and Misader Hava Abaya? Because the end of Abaya has a yud. And then the next word is Hey Vav Hey. So if you read it quickly, it might be a problem of Hoga Es Hashem Ba'osi Yosav, pronouncing Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if anybody says this, in this sitter that I'm using right here, it says it has a comma after the word Abaya. So you've got to be careful about that. If one is the minhag of saying this, Abaya, comma, havi mesader seida amaracha mishpat gemara v'chulu. So just as a ha'ara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, ein lecha davar shekodim l'tamid shel shachar el ketores bavad. There is nothing, Rashi adds in one word here, ein lecha davar be'ishim, there is nothing burned. In the chadavar be'ishim, there's nothing burned before the tamid shel shachar besides the ketores. Besides the Torah, the Sfas points out that the shechita of the Tamid is done before the burning of the Ketores. It's just that the haktara, right, the haktara of the Ketores is first, before the haktara of the Tamid. But there's nothing on the fire that is burned before the Ketores. Shenamar ba, baboker, baboker. Because it says a double baboker, v'yuktam Ketores, dover shenamar, bo baboker, baboker. And the Ketores, which has a double baboker, is done earlier, dechsev, v'hikter, olav, aharon, Ketores, amin, baboker, baboker, l'dover shlo nomar bo ela boker echad. Right, that's why the Ketores is first, because there it says baboker baboker, bativos neres yaktirana. Very early, a double lashon, just like we said earlier. The Pesach has a double lashon of be'er ben harabai, and that's why it's done later. Here, the Ketores has a double lashon of baboker baboker, so it's done the first thing, the first haktara that occurs in the Beis Hamikdash every day. The ein lecha, I remember everybody jumped to do this. It wasn't like it was so early, people didn't want to get up. Everybody wanted to do the Ketores because it had the school of Ashiris. The Ein Lecha Davar Shem Misaki V'Achatamit Shal Ben Arbayim Ela Ketores V'Neiros V'Pesach. And there's nothing that's delayed and that's done after the Tamid in the afternoon except for Ketores, Neiros, and Pesach. That's on a Lechadchila level. On a Bidi'evid level, we have even more than that. What else do we have? Even before we get to the Bidi'evit, stop there for a minute. We have this discussion about Baboker, Baboker by the Ketores. I might be familiar with the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai in Hilchas Shabbos. What, Ramah? So in some shuls, it's a famous Ramah. They don't know it's famous, but we'll let them know now. Says the Ramah in Simin Reish Pei Aleph, Noagim B'Shabbos, Shebishabbos Ma'achrin Yoser Lavola B'Sakhnesim Mibachol. On Shabbos, says the Ramah, the minhag is that we come to shul later than on a weekday. Mishum de betamid shal yamos achol, because on a weekday tamid, nomar baboker. The etzel Shabbos, nomar uviyom ha-Shabbos. De mashma ichur. It says boker on the weekdays and yom on Shabbos. That's the Mordechai in Perek Kol Kisvei. And that's why some daven later on Shabbos because of that allusion, right? Our Gemara is talking about baboker, baboker versus baboker. But here it's the Mordechai picks up on the difference between baboker and bayom. Says the Mishnah Brura, for those who might have thought otherwise, umikom makom tzrichin li zaher shelo lavar zman kriyashma uberashi mashma shekam b'shabes mitzvah lamar likro kriyashma kevasikin. And you look at Rashi and Megillah, he's still done vasikin. When the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say you could daven a little later, it means after vasikin. It does not mean the 9 o'clock the davenings that we have in all of our shuls. The Piskei Tshuvos also quotes umiyo lachala ta'amim lachala deis. Ein heter lispala la'achar zman tefila for sure. She nichnas l'chshash gadol she berchotzav levatala. Ve'ein hevdol bazeh bin yimos achol l'shabbos v'yantif. Of course there's zman tefila on Shabbos. Ubevadei od en zman kriyashma. Ubevadei odev tefila lispala b'yachidus. B'toch hazman mila hispala b'tzibur hama'achar zman tefila. V'harosh hazman dachuk yidalik b'mizmari p'suk edizimra v'yispala kodem she'avar hazman. He even quotes here in the footnotes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Vishneir Zalman, Mikom Makom, Sarech Lizar Ma'od, Shlalavers Makriyash Mavatfila. That's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe talking. Ukein Ze Bechol Ha'achronim. Ay, Umashi Yadua Shayukilas Kodesh Machriz Matfila B'Shabbos. He says, Ain Biacholos Daryasmi Lislakos. He says, you know that there were certain people that did it. He says, it's not for us Lamaisa. Not for us Lamaisa to do it. He quotes, fascinating, in some of the Talmud, in the Toldos Maram Shik. He quotes that another reason why they daven a little later on Shabbos is because after Shabbos everybody goes out and schmoozes and says Lashon Hara and Rechilus and all the schmoozing that takes place. So if you daven a little later, you'll have a little less schmoozing time. Okay, but he says it's not our job to try to fix something with doing something else wrong. Right, but that is you might have Ein la hektish el makomo v'shaito, as we've said before. Ubizmanenu etzel elu halokim bazeh berov amikrim lo yol takanazu. Right, it doesn't help. Right, I might just add. So they'll go out during davening and shmuz. V'akalpanim rabim heima kal kila kadosha yirei Hashem teleka lemechash l'chorva ein shum ziba la'achar zman tfilu v'avosina arabim dafka. V'chulu, when he continues here, feel free to look at Zim Reish Pei Aleph. Here the Piskei Tshuvos quotes all of the shitas. But again, that is the, and he quotes also Alpi Kabbalah that many people dafka daven vasikan on Shabbos. The special school of davening earlier. But either way, that's the Mordechai quoted in the Ramah, similar to our Gemara here, about Boker versus Baboker, Baboker, that was a Baboker versus Bayo. Good. So back to the Gemara. So we mentioned that the three exceptions to the rule, when do we say on a Lechadchila level something can be done after the Karban Tamid? It's the Ktores, the Neiros, and the Pesach. What else? A couple more on a B'dieved level. Umechuser Kippurim Be'erev Pesach. A Mechuser Kippurim, we know someone who was Tami for 7 days, and on the 8th day he has to bring his Karbanos in order to be Mutur B'Kachim. What happens if his 8th day is Erev Pesach? And the only way he could eat the carbon Pesach that night is if he brings his carbon, because he's Mechusik Yipurim, Azav, Azava, Yoledas, and Mitzora. And he or she didn't get their act together. So they didn't bring their carbon yet. So if they don't bring it, and the carbon tamid was already brought, so could they bring their carbon to be able to eat carbon Pesach? Yes. Shetov Shenis Ochlas Pischol Erev. And he goes, after they bring the carbon, they go to the mikvah again also, and they can eat that carbon Pesach. So in a B'dieved situation, we will allow this Mechusik Yipurim to do it. Why? Because if you don't eat the Karban Pesach, it's a chi of kares. And the Aseh of Hashlamah does not have kares. So that's why we allow it. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, Af Mechusik Yipurim b'shar yemos hashana. Not only Mechusik Yipurim on Erev Pesach, even on other days of the year. Shetovel v'ochel b'kachim la'erev. Why? Because eating kachim itself is a mitzvah, not just eating Karban Pesach. Eating kachim is a mitzvah, Aseh Daraisa. As we'll see, right, Rashi says, what's the case? Imhevi shalmi nedava kodem tamid. If you brought your shlamim, if you brought a carbon to eat, a shlamim, you brought a shlamim that day, but you can't eat it until you bring your carbon for Mechusar Kippurim. So if you don't bring it today, you're not going to be able to eat your shlamim. So that's why, even for that, we would allow you, as Rashi continues and says, Achilas Kachim Asehi. We'll see on the Amud Beis, the Chazal. Bein HaNechalim LaKohanim, Bein HaNechalim LiYisrael. That's a crucial Rashi. Whether the parts of the carbon that are eaten by the Kohanim or by the Yisraelim, it's part of the mitzvahs Asei Dalraisa of Achilas Kachim. So, the second day of Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says, we would even allow you to violate the Asei of Hashlama to eat karbanas. So says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Tanakama. We'll talk more about that, but let's just continue first. According to the Tanakama, I understand. He only allows you to do it on Erev Pesach. Why? Yavo Asei de Pesach sheyesh bo kares, v'yitcha Asei de Hashlama she'en bo kares. We understand why the Karban Pesach is more chomer than the Asei of Hashlama. Ela, l'Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, my ume dehaya se mehaya se. But according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, why do we allow it? So he's not going to be able to eat kachim? Okay, but that's an assay, and you're keeping the assay of Hashlama. So why should one assay beat another assay? Amaravina, Amarav Chista. But we're in the middle of a sentence, so we're going to continue it all, and then we'll take a break. Amaravina, Amarav Chista, Hacha, Bechatas Ha'of Askinan. We're talking about the carbon that he has to bring is a Chatas Ha'of. What's a chatas ha'of? A bird that's a chatas that does not have anything burned on the mizbeach. The Mishnah says in Svachim, Ein la mizbeach el adama. You sprinkle the blood of the chatas oaf, and then a kohen gets it. Therefore, you're not violating. So that's the only one that's allowed after the carpet tamid. Why? Because you're not really burning anything on the mizbeach. You're doing the zrika afterwards. She'en lo mizbeach el adama. That's what the brisa really means. Rabbi Shua, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka only means that's allowed. Period. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, no, afilu tema b'chadas behema. Even if it's a chadas behema that's involved. Aye, so why does one assay beat the other assay? Ma'ala umelina b'rosh Hashem mizbeach. Rav Papa also says you don't burn it then, because you don't want to violate the assay of Ashlama. That's not what's being allowed. But what you're allowed to do is to put it on top of the mizbeach. Put it on top. We know there's a principle called lina. If something stays overnight, it becomes nifsal, but that does not apply if it's already on top of the mizbeach. If it's already on top of the mizbeach, you could burn it the next morning. So there's no violation of ashlama. So today is in the Gemara. What is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Bracha talking about? Why should the assay of ashlama be pushed aside? So the two answers are really saying it's not pushed aside. The Mechusi Kippurim can do it afterwards, either because it's talking about a chatas ha'of, which is not burned at all, or we're talking about a chatas behema, but you just put it, ma'ala umelina al gabe ha'mizbeach, period. Again, there's a lot, we'll stop here for a minute, there's a lot more, but let's stop here to make a couple of comments. The Deya, at least in the Havamina, what do we say? On Shar Yemos Hashana. Shai Yemos Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan Rishmol Bedosh, Rabbi Yochanan Broko Omer, says you could even bring your Mechusi Kippurim Karban after the Tamid, because we want to allow you to eat Karbanos. We want to allow you to eat Karbanos. So 2 points regarding that. First of all, let's talk about the mitzvah of eating Karbanos. This has been mentioned in the past, but remember, the Rambam says, to mitzvah asei da'araisa, to eat Karbanos. Rashi here says explicitly, this Rashi is crucial for the sugya. Rashi Imsachem Nuntes, the mitzvahs on the eating of the Kohanim, and the eating of the Yisraelim. Not everyone says that. If you look in the Rambam, in the 10th parak of Ma'aser Karbanos, the Rambam says, and the Rambam has a two-tiered mitzvah, Achilas Chatas Va'asham Mitzvah Saseh. Eating a chatas and an asham is a mitzvah saseh she'ne'emar. V'yachlu osam asher kupar bahem, ha'kohanim ochlim u'bailam eskaprim. Kohanim eat and bailam get kapara. We're going to see that chazal comes from Amud Beis. And then the Rambam says, v'hu hadin l'shar kachim. The Rambam doesn't just say it's a mitzvah to eat kachim. He says it's a mitzvah to eat kachim. Right? Not ola, it's not eaten. It's a mitzvah to eat chatas and asham. And by the way, also other karbanos are also included in the mitzvah. But it's clear that it's two stages, two conceptual stages of the mitzvah. V'hu adim l'shar kachim she'ochlen hakohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to eat kachim, and it's a mitzvah to eat kachikalim. And then the Rambam says, v'chein, separate mitzvah saseh daraisa, eating the shirayim of a carbon mincha. What's a carbon mincha? We are maktir the komets that we take off the mincha, and the rest is eaten by the male kohanim, right? It's kachik kachim. V'chein achila shirayim anachas, mitzvah saseh. Sh'ne'emar v'hanoseres b'menu yochlu aron v'anav. V'ein chatas v'asham v'shirayim anachas ne'achalun ela l'zichrei kuhuna ba'azara. V'im nechlu b'heichal ne'achlu. And if they're eating the heichal ne'achlu. V'chein shalmei tzibur. There's only one shalmei tzibur, and that's the Brodan Shavuos. Right? And then he says, he goes through all the halachas of chazei v'shok, of the shlamim, and who eats it, and the bechor. So in the Rambam, it's not clear that the Yisraelim that eat would get the mitzvah. Right, the Rambam here is talking about only the kohanim. But Rashi is beferish here. Rashi is beferish here that even the Yisraelim eating it would constitute the mitzvah. Where does this come up in Tanakh? Shmuel Aleph. Shaul HaMelech is looking for a sheep. Remember, he comes to Shmuel. And what does the Pasuk say in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes? Kivoachem ha'ir, kein timsu'u noso. They say, you'll find him there. You'll find Shmuel there. B'terem ya'ale ha'bamasa. Before he goes up to the bama, le'echol, ki lo yochal ha'amad bo'o, ki hu yivarech ha'zavach acharechen yochlu akruim. They say to Shaul, who's looking for Shmuel, yeah, Shmuel's going to give a bracha to the karban, and then they're going to eat it. What bracha are we talking about? What's the Yivarech HaBirchas HaNehenin? He's going to make a shahakol before he eats the meat. Hu Yivarech HaZevach Acha Yochlu Akruim, says Rashi. Hu Yivarech HaZevach V'al Hash Hu Botse Al Mizona Botse Al Amazon, he'll make a motzi. V'al Hashlamim Mivarchin Ba'achilasan. Abarech Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Le'achol Es HaZevach. He quotes the bracha. He's talking about Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was a Levi. He wasn't a Kohen. And he's making the bracha. So, it sounds like from Rashi, maybe it's Rashi L'Shitaso. Rashi L'Shitaso quoting there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, also a bracha, and the Radak also quotes it over there. So it sounds like if you want to put the two Rashis together, Rashi Psachim Nutes and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, that even the Yisraelim eating it is a part of the mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa. We mentioned in the past also the discussion of how much you have to eat. Is eating karbanos the same as eating matzah? What if there's not enough for the kohanim to each get a kezias? Do they still get the mitzvah? So that's a discussion. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that maybe when it comes to karbanos, it is a mitzvah zaseh, but the mitzvah zaseh is more focused on the chefsa, to be eaten, and not for every kohen to eat it. And that's how you're able to give it to a katan. Is a katan kohen allowed to eat it? The answer is yes. Why? Is that mechuyev? The answer is, the mitzvah is to make sure it is eaten, not for every kohen to eat it. And as long as it is eaten, then every kohen gets credit for making sure that it is eaten. There's one exception to the rule. The Beis HaLevi writes in Chelek Aleph Simin, Beis, O Zion, the exception is Karban Pesach. Then everybody has to eat a kezias. Right, that's a different type of carbon. But all other carbonos, and maybe it includes lechem apanim, and it includes others, the mitzvah is for it more to be eaten than for one to eat it. Good. One other interesting discussion here in the Rishonim, and that is, back to our sugya, mechusar kippurim. So mechusar kippurim, what does the second sheet to say? Even after I bring a carbon tamid, I can bring my mechusar kippurim carbon, because I want to be able to eat, I already brought my shlamim today, I want to be able to eat it. And if I don't bring this other carbon, I can't eat it. So we allow you to eat it. Shlamim, we know, can be brought for, can be eaten for day, night, day. So one second. Are we going to allow this guy brought his shlamim today? And now if he doesn't bring his mechusar kippurim, he's not going to be able to eat it. He'll be able to eat it tomorrow if he brought his shlamim today. He'll be able to eat it tomorrow. So, machlokas, Baal HaMar and the Ravid. The Baal HaMar here says, you're right. The only case we're talking about here is if he brought his shlamim yesterday. So now, today is the last day he can eat it. So that's what we're talking about. You're right, if he brought his shlamim today, we will not allow the mechusar kippurim to bring his karbon. And the Ravid says no. The Ravid right here, the Ravid on the bottom of the Baal HaMar. If you want to look at it, it's an interesting looking daf. A daf yud chesam and based on the daf ayarif, there's no riff. It's all Baal HaMar, Ramban, Ravid. The whole Amud. Yud Chesem Abayz in the Daf Arif here in Maseches Pesachim. There's no Gemara. There's no riff in the middle. It's just Baal HaMar Ramban. And the Ravid says no. Even if you brought your Shlamim today, it's good enough. Says the Ravid, Lahachi Nachal Er Lashmin Dafilu Achila Shlamim Diyomei the Islay Shoslo Machlinu Lamachar the Islu Erevu Boker Afilu Hachi Dachi Yaseh Dachila Ditu Laseh Dashlamah. He doesn't explain why though. But it might be based on the Ramban and Parshas Sav. The Ramban and Parshas Sav has the amazing Ha'ara that if you look, when the Torah allows you to eat the Shlamim for day, night, day, what's the language of the Torah? The Torah says, you can eat it today, u'mimacharas v'hanosar bimenu yeyachel. And whatever's left over, you could eat. So the Ramban says, there's still l'charchila to eat the Shlamim on day one. There's no l'charchila to say, okay, I'll eat half today and half tomorrow. The Torah still calls it nosar. It's nosar that you're able to eat. But it's still called nosar. That's the Ramban Ta'ara in Parsha Sav. The Ramban says, Lofi daiti, b'mashma sh'teid mitzvah she'yochal b'shnei yamim. You would have thought, yochal miksasu b'yom rishon v'yaniyach miksasu l'machar, lefich achazer l'va'er, v'ha nosar mimenu b'rishon yochal mimacharas. Lo she'yishar mimenu b'kavana, v'shalo she'yir rasharim l'haniyach kul yom ha'machras. You can. It's a mitzvah to eat it b'rishon. V'ha nosar b'mikre yochal b'machras. Maybe that's our Ravid. Because there's still a lechadchila, the mitzvah seated today. So even if it's the first day of the shlamim, we can allow it. Okay, there's more, but let us continue, and maybe then we'll get back to other issues. Says the Gemara now. So what were we just talking about? We just had 2 days in the Gemara. What's Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka talking about? Why would you say the assay of eating kachim in general is docha the assay of ashlama? So we say, you're right, 2 answers. It's really not. You're not burning the carbon. Either it's a bird, so the chadz ov is not burned at all. And Rav Papa says, no, it means that you're just putting it on top of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute, v'hoika asham. What about the asham mitzora? The asham mitzora, which doesn't come, right? There are no bird asham. So bishlam mother of Papa, hainu demalam la, the asham that's brought with the mechusar kippurim. So according to Rav Papa, fine, you put the asham on top of the mizbeach too, and you don't burn it. Ela l'Rav Chisda, ma'ik l'meimah, b'Rav Chisda, who said it's the chadz ha'ov. Answer, what does he do about the asham? Amri shekar v'ashamo. The case must be where you already brought the asham before the tamid. So you only have the chatas left. You brought the asham beforehand. V'ayika ola. What about the ola? Right? V'chitei ma'olo ma'akven. If you want to say, the ola is not ma'akev v'kapara. Be'vahatanya, we learned it is. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, same person. Kishem shechatasu v'ashamo ma'akven oso. Kacholaso ma'akvaso. So we're stuck. What do you do about the carbon ola that a mechuser kippurim has to bring? Right, maybe you brought that too earlier before the tamid. The only thing left you have to bring is the chatas. Umi karba olaso call them chatas. So that's rishon. It's not true. You don't bring the ola first. V'yotanya v'hikriv es asher lachatas rishona. Matam alomar. What is the pasuk teaching me? Im olam echete kodemes laola. If it's teaching me that a chatas is brought before the ola, harikvar nemar. I already know that. V'es asheni yaase ola kamishpat. The second one is the ola. Ela zebana av is teaching me in general. L'chol chatos. Shiyu kodmos l'chol olos habos himayin. You always bring your chatos. Whenever you have a set of karbanos to bring, you bring the chatos before the olos. What we might call the sur meira before the ase tof. The kaimalon. The afilu chatos ha'ov kodemes l'olas behema. Even chatos ha'ov comes before the olas behema. A bird chatos comes before an animal ola. Question mark. So we're stuck. What are we stuck with? Remember, we have two answers. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that what is an exception to the rule of the Aseh of Ashlama? What can you bring after a Karban Tamid? Not only your Mechusik Kippurim, which would allow you to eat Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but a Mechusik Kippurim on any day of the year that would allow you to eat any Karban. So we're saying, why? Why should you be able to eat any carbon? Why is that an Aseh more important than the Aseh of Ashlama? So we have two suggestions. Why? How you would have a case where you're not really violating the Aseh of Ashlama. Why? One case is, oh, it's a bird. It's a chatas ha'of. So you're not burning anything. That's what he meant could be brought afterwards. So we said, according to that opinion, though, you're stuck. What about your asham? Okay, you brought your asham before your tamid. What about your ola? You couldn't bring that before your tamid. So what do you do? So Amar Rava, shiny olas mitzora, special din, that the ola of the mitzora can be brought earlier. Derachmana Amar, ve'he'ela ha'koin es ha'ola, she'he'ela kfar. It was already brought, period. Okay, we'll continue and then we'll get back to Tosfos on Amar Alf. Amar le'rav Shimon bar Abba le'rav Papa. So again, question on Rapapa. Lidi dach da amrit. What did Rapapa suggest? You're not really violating the Aseh of Ashlama. You're just putting the carbon on top of the Mizbeach. But you're not going to burn it till tomorrow. Lidi dach da amrit ma'ala umelina barosho shal Mizbeach. Kaiminon viabdinan milsa del kohanim. Are we going to do something that might lead the kohanim to asi balidei takala? What's going to happen? The kohanim are going to be up there during the night and late in the day, and they're going to see all this meat. They're going to say, oh, who didn't put this meat on the fire? And what's going to happen? The savri diyomi uvat lekture. How could it's terrible if naiver? What does he say to do? Put the animal on top of the mizbeach and just leave it there because you don't want to violate the aseh of Ashlama? There's a very good chance Kohanim are going to find it and they're going to burn it on the mizbeach. How could you mislead them by putting meat that's not allowed to be burned yet? Amar leh, he says, no, I'm not worried. Kohanim zrizenheim. Kohanim or zrizim. What does zrizim mean? Usually we translate zrizim as acting with alacrity, the opposite of laziness. That's zrizim. That's how the Mesulas Yesharim understands it, right? We're all familiar with the Mesulas Yesharim's chilek, the first two midos that he talks about in Perek Beis and Perek Vav. Zehirus is being careful from doing averos. Zrizus is mitzvos, jumping into mitzvos. That's the chiluk of the Mesulas Yesharim that many of us are familiar with. Perek Beis. Zehirus is she'adam nizhar b'ma'asavu b'inyanav. I'm careful with my actions. Klomar misboneinu mefakech ha'ma'asav d'rachav. Zrizus is the opposite. Zehirus sofev al halos ha'asei v'hazrizus al ha'asei. So, shouldn't it say here Zahirus? Kohanim they have Zahirus, not Zerizus. If we would understand these terms like the Mesulas Yesharim does, maybe that's what Rashi's trying to tell us. Maybe with that question we appreciate a Rashi. What does Rashi say? Zrizenhe, what would you say, Pashas, without looking at Rashi? What does Zrizenhe mean? Zrizenhe means they're gonna be careful. They're gonna be careful with, they're not gonna be makrif. But then we have our problem. Look what Rashi says. Who are we talking about, Zrizenhe? The Hama'alasham Yodia La'achiv HaKohanim V'Yisharu Bahem. Who are the Zrizim, Rashi says? The people who are putting the meat up there, they're the zrizim. They're going to be very careful. They're going to be a zariz to tell the other kohanim up there not to do it. So maybe that's what's bothering Rashi. Because if we're just talking about the Kohanim up there, that's a Hebrew. That's what Rashi says. The Zaru Bahen. The Kohanim up there will be Zahir. But maybe that's why Rashi says the Zrizis issue element is talking about the Kohanim putting it up there. They're gonna go extra above and beyond and tell the Kohanim. They're gonna actively tell the other Kohanim up there who then will be able to act with Zahirus. So it's the Zrizis that will lead to the other Kohanim being Zahir. Could be. Maybe that's why Rashi says that. In the Pshat of the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana, V'yamri la Rav Huna, B'edi Rav Nasan, Rav Papa. One second. You're telling me that you're going to put the animal up there and not burn it, and that's going to be enough for Mechusa Kippurim to allow this person to eat his shlamim today? But 1 minute. V'hakama delo miskatri emurin, kodim lo matziach li basar. But what do you mean? The Kohanim can't eat their carbon, meat, until the fats are burned. And until the Kohanim eat, we're about to see, there's no kapara. So Mamela, everything is held back if you don't burn the carbon. Titania, Yachol Yu Kohanim Rashoyim, Bachazebu Shok, Kodem Akhtaras Emurin. You might think that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chazay and the Shok, the parts of the carbon shlamim that they get before the Akhtaras Emurin, Tamilomar, Vihiktor Akohen, Esachelev, Hamizbecha, Vihadar, and only after that, Vahayahachazel Aaron Luvanov. The kama, so number one, Kohanim can't eat until the fat is burnt. The kama to Kohanim lo achli basar, bailam lo miskapri. And if the Kohanim don't eat, the bailam don't get kapara. Detanya, here's the line that the Rambam quoted before. The achlu osama shar kupar bahem, milameid, shakonim, ochlim, ubailam miskaprim. This is the mitzvah sase daraisa. Not only is it a mitzvah, but it achieves kapara. And the Sfasema says maybe it's even to get kapara, maybe one person has to eat a kezias, or at least a kezias has to be eaten. But either way, eating gets the kapara. So how could we say, we just came up with a great suggestion of how you don't violate the essay of a shlama, you just put it up there, and he's able, mechusar kippurim, but he's not going to get kapara until it's burned, until they eat it. So Amar Lei, Kivan Delo Efshar, Asum Kimisha Nitzmu Osha Avdu. Since you don't have a choice here, you don't want to violate the Asay of Ashlama, so you treat it as if the fats became Tameh or lost, which then, in that case, the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, even without the Haktara. Titania, Yochol Nitzmu Emurim, Osha Avdu, Lo Yu Kohanim, Zachon Bachazi Veshok. You might think there's not going to be any fats that are going to be burned. They can't eat it, Tamalomar, Vahaya Hachazel, Aron Levanav, Mikom Makom. They're able to eat it in any case, period. There is a chakira in the Achronim. Is the achila really what is brings the kapara? The actual achila brings the kapara? Or is it really the zrika brings the kapara with a tnai of the eating? Once the Kohanim eat, then the zrika mamela is able to bring kapara. Okay, that's a question in the Achronim. There might be enough kamidas in terms of how much has to be eaten. Is it a tznai, or is it the mitzvah itself? Period. Just before we finish up the last section, just to bring to your attention, Tosfos on Amud Aleph discusses the Goyin Apshei Satosfos. The Goyin Ashas, Rav Akiva Eiger, notes Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos that discusses our Gemara. Interesting, the Asay of Ashlama, who's violating the Asay of Ashlama? The Kohanim. If they would bring the carbon, the Kohanim would be violating in order to do what? To help out this guy, to allow him to eat his carbon. So do we ever say that? That's called Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavei Recha. The Kohen is going to sin in order for the Yisrael to be able to eat. Do we say that? Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavei Recha? That's what the Gerin Ashas here points out, Tosis and Shabbos Dav Dalad, and the Rishonim there discuss our Gemara, whether that's appropriate to say. And Tosfos here on our daf discusses whether there's going to be be'idna. Usually, ase docha los ase needs be'idna. Ase docha ase might not require be'idna, might not require for it to be at the same exact time. Okay, feel free to look at those Tosfos in. We, though, finish up now on Amud Beis. Rav Kahana. Rami, Rav Kahana asked the following stira. Ksiv lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker, do not leave over my fast till the morning. Ad boker hu delo yalin. What does that pasuk teach me? The Isra of Lina only kicks in the morning. Hakala Laila, Kula Yalin. But during the night, there's no Isra. There's no Psul of Lina yet. It says, until the morning, don't lead it over. Till the morning, I'm safe. Viksiv, but the other pasuk says, Viktor Aleha Chelve Hashlamim. Aleha Hashlamim, Kala Karbonas Kulam. No, you're not allowed to be Makdir anything after the Karbon Tamid. So you got to do it beforehand. So Humosavavu Mefarek La Kishani Tosru. Lechadchila, you should burn it before, but if there's any left over, as long, as Rashi says here, as long as it was Ra'ui Lahakriv Lahaktir beforehand, it's good enough, as long as he had the potential. Like a Ribzera, Ra'i Labila. Next question. Rami le Rav Safra, le Rav, or le Rava. On the side it talks about it should be Rava. Ksiv, lo yalin la boker, chet zeva chaga pasach, don't leave over the Pesach till the morning. La boker hu de lo yalin, al kol alayla yalin. The morning you can't, but the whole night you can. Veha ksiv, olas shabbas bishabato, v'lo olas chol bishabat, v'lo olas chol biyantiv. Right, what happens if Erev Pesach is on a Friday? So, you're allowed to burn it that night on Shabbos, all the way till the morning. How could the first pasuk say that you could do it all the way till the morning? But then in this case, if Erev Pesach fell out on an Erev Shabbos, you'd be burning weekday karbanos on Shabbos. So Amar Leik, Farami Niyalei Rev Abba Barchil Rabbi Yavo, that was already asked. Vishani Lei, Hacha Barbas, Ashchalias B'Shabbos Askinam. No, that second pasuk is a case where it's Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So then it's better to wait, because then you would be burning on weekday what you didn't have to burn on Shabbos. The Chelve Shabbos, Kraven B'Yantif. Period. Amar Lei, Mishum Dechelve Shabbos, Kraven B'Yantif, Ananeku, V'Nemele, Dehai Krab, Arbaz, Ashchalias B'Shabbos, U'Dechsiv. But the Pasuk is talking about some unusual case, only that happens once in a blue moon, that when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Amalei says, yeah, Shafke Lekro, leave the Pasuk alone. To Dachi Gemukim Anafshe. We have to force it in because of the other Pasuk. You have to read the Torah as a unit, as a totality. And therefore, if one Pasuk has to be read in light of another Pasuk, sometimes you're right, an Achinami is going to be a little Dachi. Okay, this was the daf, second daf in Tamid Nishchad. Rav Hashem, we continue next time with issues of Machshavas Psulos when it comes to Karbanos.